Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis. It is Tuesday, January 3rd, 2011. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Episode 7.48, the Week 17 Recap Show.
Also known as the mini preview of Wild Card Weekend.
Also known as the cut 20 teams and get them out of your life.
Also known as the you don't have to go home head coach or general manager.
But you got to get the heck up on out of here.
That's right. We got all that for you. Breaking down what's left of the games. We're going to tell you about those 20 teams and how they fared. We're going to tell you about some of the teams that won and still went on.
And we're going to have a lovely San Francisco 49er insider, Mindy Bach, come on and talk some 49er playoffs with us.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Did you have a nice weekend, Stephen?
It was a great weekend. I was fortunate enough to go to the Rose Bowl.
That's right.
Saw a little college football.
Quack, okay.
So there's a So the Quack Quacks have a rookie running back.
Yeah, they do.
And the Michael
freshman
James.
Running back.
Well, okay, yeah. Well,
we're talking college. We're talking right. College.
Freshman rush. Dude's a freshman. His first two touches.
Yeah.
First two carries, both went for touchdowns. Oh, and he ran for 155 yards in those two carries.
Yeah.
Two carries, 155 yards, two touchdowns. That's what it – and I'm like, hello, why is he not getting the ball more? I know he's just a freshman, but you got to keep feeding this guy.
Well, you know –
if every time he touches, he's taking it to the house.
Look. Typically, Pac-12 now, yes. Offenses are generally predicated upon the pass. And we've got an aerial assault that usually goes on in the Pac-12 out here. And so a running back is going to be lesser than, and he's got to wait his turn for his quarterback to get his throws in.
I'm telling you what, man, the game was awesome. We were pulling, you know, my good friend Matt's from Oregon. So we were pulling for the Ducks. And we were in a predominantly Oregon section.
Good.
But there were some
Badgers.
There was a pocket of Wisconsin folks right behind us.
If there's a pocket of Badgers between some Ducks, you want to shoo the Badgers out. Yeah. I mean, that's all there is to it.
They did not like me, especially because I was perfect. I had the he-gone call perfect. On all those long touchdown runs.
Okay, now let me describe for everyone at home the he-gone call.
He-gone!
Steven, well, I got to set it up.
Okay, set it up.
Okay, so there's a punt return to Devin Hester. Devin Hester takes the kick at the 15-yard line, bobbles the punt. You know, it's between his feet. He picks it up, takes a look upfield, cuts to the left, cuts to the right, cuts to the left, circles all the way back around to the right. Steven generally is looking at the entire field.
There is a point where you get a sense of the whole field.
Steven has a prophetic sense of where I call home runs.
Yes.
Steven sees the entire field and the entire play.
There's a certain part in the play where
if the
right thing happens, like there's one move that he makes.
There's a scene.
Or one comeback. He gone is the yell.
And Steven yells that, and more often than not, he is gone.
So The first 94, which is a record-breaking run for the Rose Bowl, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, it was.
94-yard touchdown run.
Only been playing this game for 100 freaking
exactly.
years.
Exactly. This was 98th. 98th
Rose Bowl. Oh, I'm sorry. I was off by two.
The 90th Rose Bowl. So, seriously, he hands the ball off. He makes one cut, and nobody touches him. And I've, of course, already scanned the field. And I'm like, he gone! And everybody's kind of looking at me like,
why?
Dude, still, he's got 94.
He's got 10 guys to get
didn't
by.
Didn't get touched. People are just – all the Duck fans are jumping on me, giving me high fives. The Wisconsin people behind me are just like
what a
scowling. So the next
– why weren't you on the plane, the stealth bomber? Why weren't you on the stealth bomber?
The stealth bomber flyover right over my head was awesome.
It is.
Literally
chills.
Right over my head. Like, I don't – did you see the video?
Yeah, you could have refueled.
Like with the – whoo. I mean, it was – and I lost it for a second because literally went right over my head. But it goes out of frame for just 1 second. Then he's back in. It was great. It was a great game. Great
time. The
Fiesta
Bowl last night, Stanford put on a show, came up short. But, wow, what a game.
Don't get me started on that game. Do not get
I'm
me
not
started.
Getting started.
On
I'm
that.
Saying we've
You're getting
seen,
me started. It
we've seen some great NFL players. We've seen some great Bowman,
Blackman.
Holy Mackinoli. That kid is ridiculous.
Making all the passes.
Andrew Luck hurt his chances.
I'm gonna have to get in here. I didn't want to go here, but I have to.
College football.
You start at the 20-yard line.
Yeah.
And you have all three timeouts.
Yeah.
And your offense, in the span of a minute, marches all the way down to your opponent 20-yard line. And there's a timeout there because the Oklahoma State player went down with an injury, so they had to call a timeout. Mm-hmm. So you still have all three timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 55 seconds on the clock, and you're at the opponent 20. And mind you, you've just marched 60 yards down the field with no problems.
No effort. No effort.
It didn't take a sweat from anybody on your team to get 60 yards down the field.
Yeah.
You need 20 more to stick a touchdown in there, and you're the champions of whatever bowl it was, the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. And you get Tostitos for the rest of your life.
You do. And dip.
But you decide as a coach.
You're going to do the smart thing. I'm going to put it on the foot of my kicker.
I'm going to run it right here to the middle of the field once.
Yes,
call a timeout.
That's right.
I'm going to run it one more time to the middle of the field. 3 seconds, going to timeout. You wasted 54 seconds for two plays.
You got it down to 3 seconds so that's what you do. 3 seconds left on the clock. Send out your field goal kicker for a 35-yard field goal.
Literally, ask Trisha next time you see her. I am yelling at them.
She
is going to miss it. And they're going to lose this game, and they deserve to, because that is not how you play football. You don't play not to lose. You play to win. What happened? Kicker misses it. In overtime, he misses it again, and Oklahoma State wins the game. Good for Oklahoma State.
You play to win the game.
Bad for Stanford.
Hello? You play to win the game.
I was livid. You don't all of a sudden take the ball out of your best player, Andrew Luck, who's going to go number one in the NFL draft.
You're saying it once in a
make
generation
him
player.
Irrelevant. You make him irrelevant when the last minute of a
Andrew
game.
Andrew watched from the sidelines.
Stupid. Man, I've said my piece.
I wonder
piece.
What Harbaugh would have done. I really do.
He's going to score a touchdown. Harbaugh would have stuffed it in the end zone. That's what he does.
Well, one time he took the points. He didn't take the points off the board. He didn't manage things well. And that was in the
And did he learn game. From that?
Yes, he learned from that.
What did he do in the Pittsburgh game next time we were up there?
The points off
he
the
took
board.
The points off the board, smashed the touchdown in there, and put the game out of ice.
Yep. Put the game on ice. Now, this kicker, in all fairness, is only a freshman.
He had already missed a 41-yarder early in the game.
This was shorter. It's only 35 yards, but he missed it badly. Went left the second it left his foot.
I was mad at Oregon for kicking the field goal with 4 minutes left in the game
on
fourth and one.
Well, I said if there's any justice in this world, he misses that one as well.
It was fourth and one, and I'm like, come on, Chip. Put your money where your mouth is. Snuff it in there for a one-yard gain. Get the first down and shove a touchdown in there.
Chip
Put
Carey.
This game away.
But Chip Carey did what
Chip
no
Kelly.
Oregon team. Chip Kelly. I thought we were back on the Oregon side of things. Is it Chip Kelly?
Chip Kelly is the head coach of Oregon.
That's what I thought. Okay, Kelly, yeah. And did what no Oregon team had done in nearly 100 years, and that's win a Rose Bowl. Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. That was a great game. Stanford game was great, too, with Oklahoma State.
You know, someone
that
asked,
Blackman kid was just.
So my mother-in-law had the nerve to ask me, did Andrew hurt himself by losing this game? I'm like, heavens, no.
No.
Andrew didn't lose this game. Andrew was phenomenal. What I was looking for from Andrew Luck was, because I think this has been the worst season he's had at Stanford, personally. He has not had the weapons around him that he has had in years gone by. And so they've been running the game, running the ball a lot more, running a more balanced offense and things. And it's not that he's been bad by any stretch of the imagination, but he has not been as prolific as he has in years gone by. And so I thought it's unfortunate that he's coming out this year and people are not going to know the Andrew Luck that we've seen over the last 5 years. And in fact, so my mother-in-law calls it, she's in a dither. You know, has this hurt Andrew's chances? I'm like, Mom, I do not think so in the least. You look at what he did in this game. Every time they needed him to score a touchdown, he went out and scored a touchdown.
And his passes were pretty
His
clear
passes were
crisp.
Spectacular. Crisp, right on the money, just the right
know.
Touch.
I don't know. Heisman Trophy winner, Robert Griffin
III. Robert Griffin III is fantastic. But I really think that, Stephen, you had me look at one thing with Andrew Luck over the last few weeks, which is just look at his ability to manage a game, and are you watching an NFL quarterback?
Yep.
You asked me that. Yep. And as I watched yesterday's game, the Fiesta Bowl, I swear to you, I was watching an NFL quarterback. The way he ran the team.
But you didn't watch the Alamo Bowl, which I would assume you didn't.
No.
That was the game Baylor played. Oh, not so, only.
Yeah, no, I saw parts
Robert
of the Baylor
Griffin
game.
The third, lightning fast. I'm talking about when he decides I'm
yes,
running.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't think there's anybody faster yes. on the football field. But his passes were like shot out of a cannon and accurate.
Yes.
I'm talking about I saw him make a throw. There are three defenders in a triangle with the receiver like at the top of that triangle. And that is a small hole that mm-hmm. you got to put that pass in there. Mm-hmm. And it was like a bullet shot to that receiver.
Yeah, I love that. The Cam Newton just kind of flick of the wrist. The
yeah,
Drew Brees
exactly.
flick of
I
the
was
wrist.
Like,
you're like, how the hell does that okay. ball get out of there that quickly?
So not only do you have the speed.
And then you compare that to Tim
to
Tebow.
Use your legs.
Where, I'm sorry. Well, I've got to say it. Where a defender, a defensive back, has so much time to make a move on the
ball.
Wide receiver
yeah, yeah, yeah.
because it's so clear where you're throwing because it takes your arm, 2 seconds to get in position to release it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's very different. And Robert Griffin III, Jordan.
I was like that.
Jordan, I'm talking to my son now. Enough. Steve, I honestly believe that Robert Griffin is a very special player. But when you get a John Madden saying that this is a once-in-a-generation kind of quarterback, it makes me tend to want to give the benefit of a doubt to Andrew. And right. I think both teams, whoever gets either quarterback, is going to be very, very fortunate. But I do think for the Indianapolis Colts, Robert Griffin – is so different than Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Now, what they share in common, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin III, is that they are all three of the highest character individuals right. and of the hardest working individuals. First one in the building, last one out kind of guys who just bust their tail with game preparation. That's how they're like Peyton Manning. But Andrew Luck certainly looks a lot more like what the Colts have been doing over the years. But given that all the news that's going on, I'm not sure that that matters because things are dramatically changing in Indianapolis.
Dramatically changing. Well, let's start there then, where Jim Irsay has said goodbye to the Polians. Both General Manager Chris Polian and Senior Vice Chair Bill Polian were fired by Jim Irsay.
Now, many Colts fans are livid about Bill going. They're not so livid about Chris going. That's what's so interesting. They seem to want to hang the boy. They want to hang the son and say that he's the one who's basically taken his focus off of what's most important, and that's having a team ready to play on any given Sunday and having the right personnel there. And then there's those of us like me who say Jim Caldwell is the fish out of water here. He's the piece that doesn't belong here because he's the one who inherited this amazing franchise from Tony Dungy, and all he's managed to do with this is lose. Is take them from greatness to just seriously a 2-win team over the course of a season and 3 quarters. And, yeah, you lost Peyton Manning, but if you weren't ready for life without Peyton Manning, then that is on the general manager. I'll give you that, but that's Chris Polian. That's not Bill. And
well,
so
both Polians
end up going, and I really wonder why Caldwell's still there. And it seems inevitable that whomever it is that comes in as the new GM is going to want to bring in his coach.
It's possible, but Irsay might be like, look, I'm tied to Caldwell at least for another season.
I'm paying him no matter what, so I might as well keep him around. And that is some of what you're seeing in the league.
Yeah.
That is why Josh McDaniels is still there right now.
With the Rams.
With the Rams. It's just that, look, he's under contract.
Well, then let's head to the Rams,
okay.
where they have basically cleaned house. General manager Bill Delaney and head coach Steve Spagnuolo with the majority of his staff, well, pretty much all of his staff except for McDaniels,
right,
have been fired and released there for the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah.
That's start overtime. That literally is start overtime.
It is.
You get rid of everybody. And Jeff, just
poor
so you know,
Bradford.
I know that we're doing really good here with NFL Rants and Raves and the Rants and Raves Network. My resume is going out. I mean, there's so many vacancies. I will take a special teams job, assistant head coach job, or any kind of job that anybody wants to give me right now. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna take it.
You'll get paid $24,000 a year
to go be
a
special teams coach.
A weight and training fitness coach.
I could not do a weight and training fitness coach. I couldn't be that.
No.
No.
Huh.
Only because I need a coach for that myself. So I'm not sure if I can.
As I like to say, who better to tell you what not to do than somebody who's doing all the wrong things? You know, there's a saying in Alcoholics Anonymous, basically, because I have actually led AA meetings.
Yeah.
I've been working in a rehab center, and there's nobody around to lead the meeting, and I say you have the meeting rather than not have the meeting. Well, you can't lead the meeting because you're not a recovering alcoholic or drug addict. Yeah. And I'm not a recovering alcoholic or drug addict, but I have been in enough AA meetings because it's part of my training, and it's like, do we, A, not have a meeting, or B, have the meeting with the guy who's not an alcoholic but has been in a million meetings, and you're just facilitating a meeting.
Right.
It's not that high, and people are like, oh, it's a disgrace. You should never be able to, Look, you either have it or you don't have it. I think it's better to have it and have your addicts in a room having a meeting. And that's the same thing, Steven. If you need somebody, call Steven. No matter what the role is, if it's just the guy to pick up towels, and we've seen those guys at the end of games.
I might do that as well.
That has got to be the sickest job I've ever seen in the NFL.
Did I tell you that in the Niners locker room,
they
smacked me in the back with put all the towels
and
stuff.
First of all, they have – imagine a house – with six people living in it at 800 square feet.
Yeah.
That is the 49ers locker room and stadium. It is so ill-equipped for a modern football team.
So one of the – he came up and he apologized.
And those guys are –
but he's got this kind of like a bag net.
Yeah, he's got a bag net.
And he's putting all of the towels.
Right.
And jocks and
stuff.
Yeah,
that's the sickest job.
And then he takes – well, he's got gloves on.
You'd have to put me in a hazmat suit, Steven.
And then he takes the bag and he throws it in this big container. And then that container gets wheeled out and it gets taken for laundry and stuff. Well, I was getting ready to ask Joe Staley, the big offensive lineman, what do you want for Christmas? And the kid throws the bag of junk to the box, smacks me in the back.
Ow.
And I turn and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. It was very positive.
They're not there to hurt the media.
Yeah, no.
I got hit by a
– James! Come here!
Those lights we told you about this morning that are out again.
What's the deal? Didn't we at some point return one of these to get a new one?
I don't know.
So that we could have an extra?
No, we do not have an extra. These are too expensive. We have really neato LED light boxes in here.
Our studio is
state-of-the-art, environmentally friendly.
We haven't even been working in the – we haven't had it for, 3 months?
But they're on
Four
constantly.
Months? Okay, 6 months. 6 months.
And they're on constantly, dude.
They are.
So, anyways, let James do his work.
Just let it sleep.
Steven says it needs to cool down, even though they're LEDs.
Give it some rest.
Let it sleep. Well, I don't have a bright light in my eyes right now, so I'm not going to even know how to concentrate.
Like that, right?
I'm not going to know how to concentrate.
We should, actually, James.
Oh, God.
Give us real light and turn off the studio lights for the podcast.
James, don't make it dark. Oh, then he bumps his head.
Great.
Nice.
There you go. No, turn the second one off. Turn the second one. No, that one stays. That one off. That one's outside.
How about it? Okay. Yeah. James, you're here. You need to share your NFL thoughts with us on mic. Come on.
What do you think?
Your NFL thoughts.
About
you've looked at the playoff pictures. He's looked at the playoff picture.
Playoff picture. I don't know. I have this feeling that the Packers have done so well
that they're not going to get to the Super Bowl.
That they're not going to get to the Super Bowl.
I like this kid already.
Is it like a double high five? You go like, and then
down.
Fist pump.
No. He's and then fist pump. Yeah.
People don't know how to high five. How to actually give like five. That's how you used to. I give it to you, and you give it to me. That's how it was. That's
back
the
in the 70s.
That was
the
classic.
High five.
Steven, guess when I was born.
Shut up.
94.
Oh, my God. Speaking of birthdays.
Yeah.
So I'm chilling with Matt the other night real quickly, and we go to watch First Blood, all right, the original.
Which we saw in the theater.
Not Rambo, but First Blood. That's the first one. With Sylvester Stallone.
Who's the white guy that's so offensive in there? I love him.
Krenna? No, Krenna was the
yeah.
The Green Beret. I don't know. But anyways.
Oh, God. So I got to come up with his name.
We start, and it says, James, we start, and it says 1982. And I'm like, man, I was in elementary school. I'm like,
and Matt says, I wasn't born.
I was born in 83. I'm like, oh, get out of here. Go to bed. I'll see you tomorrow at the game. I hate that. Shut up, James.
Okay, now I'm pulling up the movie right now in IMBD, but it's really going to make me crazy because I should know this. I'm going to say Brian Dennehy.
That's not him.
Brian Dennehy!
Really?
High five! Now watch, watch James. Watch James.
Oh.
That's a high five. Brian Dennehy is.
Do you have to
is,
have the tongue out when you do start, it? Like,
yeah.
It helps. It helps me, who has balance issues.
But anyway,
he was Sergeant Teasel or whoever.
Sergeant, yeah, yeah, the bad guy who would
the cop
let
that
him,
just wouldn't let him
eat.
Go.
Just let him go.
Guy's a vet. Just let him go.
Just let him eat. Anyway, I'm with James though. I don't see how the Packers get all the way back there. Jeff.
I does.
Saints.
They only got to win two games.
Niners.
Only got to win two games to be back at the show.
And it's most likely going to be Saints.
That's good radio.
I don't know. Yeah.
So, Stevie, here's the deal. Yes. I mean, it's going to be.
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal. You've got Bengals at Texans, Lions at Saints, Falcons at Giants, Steelers at Broncos.
Yes.
Over the last 6 years, more than half the time, one of the teams playing this weekend will show up in the Super Bowl, which leaves me with, I'm thinking the Steelers at the Broncos. Okay, that's a good one. The AFC, NFC is going to be the Packers. They get this week off. They face the winner of the Falcons Giants. They can knock off the Falcons at home.
I say we. Well,
this is going to be crazy sauce.
I'm riding with the Saints or the Niners in the NFC, and the Steelers or Ravens in the AFC.
Yeah. It's going to be Steelers-Packers. It just seems like simple math.
I don't know.
New England's got to lose at home, and that is something that is unlikely.
Steelers have already done that this year.
I'm just saying it's unlikely. That a team as well-coached and as gifted on the offensive side of the ball as the New England Patriots should not have a problem.
The fact that your two number one seeds are the 31st and the 32nd ranked defenses in the league.
Pretty strange, isn't it?
Is not only strange, means that they rely too much on their offense.
On their offense.
And they're both going to have to get involved in shootouts.
Right.
Obviously, if their defenses are going to give up that many points. And I think this late in the season, that's asking too much of your offense.
This late in the season. What about when your offense, take the Green Bay Packers, has as many weapons on offense as it does? And they're getting, by the way, they're getting Greg Jennings back.
Okay.
So it's like you're only getting deeper because Jordy Nelson showed with the Matt Flynn show this weekend that he's a legitimate number one wide out in this game. He just happens to be playing for the Green Bay Packers, which means he's behind Driver and Jennings. Oh, no. This is a really good team, and their defense doesn't need to do much. Just make a couple of key stops, and that's about it.
I think the 49ers defense is well equipped to stop high scoring offenses.
Agreed.
Like the Saints, like the Lions, like the Packers.
But you take the Packers, whom I'm going to defend, and the Saints. I'll put them in the same. The Lions, I'm not going to put in the same category. I think they're just like a half step below offensively. And what you do with the 49ers come in and they're going to put a big hitch in your giddy up. What does that mean? It means instead of scoring 45 points, we score 37. We score 35 points.
I don't think so.
We score 32 points. That's still plenty to beat the 49ers. The 49ers are incapable of scoring 30 points.
I would agree with that point.
Right, right. But you think puts a little bigger kink in their giddy up.
Yeah, I do. I do believe that.
You don't cut it in half, Steven. A good defense going against a great offense doesn't immediately cut it in half.
Saints beat the Lions this weekend. They will have to go to New Orleans, to San Francisco. And as I've said all along with the Saints on the road.
Will you remind me to do that before we go home today? Yeah, I know we do.
Saints traveling to San Francisco. And as I said, Saints at home, fantastic.
Oh, you're in the dome. Saints on the road, a whole other story.
In San Francisco, outdoors, on the road.
Yes.
Against a formidable defense.
Yes.
They're not putting up anywhere near 30. They may not even put up 24. And that opens the door for the San Francisco 49ers. Now, if the Niners have to go to Green Bay, different story.
Entirely different story.
Who knows? Maybe a Falcons team or a Giants team or a Lions team goes into Green Bay and surprises the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, see,
we'll see.
The problem is
what I love about this time of the playoffs is
you mean before
really,
it starts?
Before it starts, you really don't know. Literally, I sent out a sheet. Now, I'm sending it out to our show donors today. I've already posted it up for everybody, but show donors, you're going to get a special electronic version where you could actually just bleep, 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 put helmets in, and you're good to go, right? So that show donors, you'll be getting
this
that.
This is after they got the special blooper reel?
The blooper reel did not go up.
But what happened?
What happened with the blooper reel was it was weird with our – it's our website. More our website.
Damn our website.
Yeah. Well, it's so video cool that when you try to put the video directly into the website, it wants like a YouTube or a Vimeo, and I got to work that out. But anyways, that beside the point. The blooper reel did not go out for the show donors, but this will go out today.
Can I make one last thing about show donors?
Yes.
Okay, so a lot of show donors cancel, and that's cool. You always have the prerogative of everything like that. For those who have never – we're on a shoestring right now. We're not rock stars yet. We're not even close to rock stars yet.
No.
They're like, there was an advertiser on the video show the other day. That's right. That was the first step.
Yes.
The first step.
Yes.
And if we make it to rock star status, trust me, we will never ask you for anything. Anything.
Anything. Can you say anything?
Anything. However, in the meantime, we're hurting. That's all there's to it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not hurting to put food on the table. So, again, this is not a guilt thing. If you're having trouble putting the food on the table, don't be lifting a finger, okay?
Right.
But if you're comfortable, please, don't think that these guys are rolling, they're going to be at the Super Bowl. And you know how much that's going to cost us?
Yes. That's all
fortune.
On our own
That's
dime.
On our dime, okay? Oh, but you guys work for Sky. Yeah, we get paid. And Richard, just deal with it. We don't get paid a lot. Richard's like, you can't be talking about that stuff. Well, we are. Because now that Rupert Murdoch is out on Twitter,
yes.
If he's got time for Twitter, he's got time to throw us a little extra bone. The guy who owns News Corp has got time for Twitter.
One, I'm pretty sure he is not doing his own tweets. And two, I'm pretty sure he doesn't discuss business via Twitter.
And Jeff. Three, if we ever get into that stratosphere, then we can comment on people like that.
Yes.
Because we don't know how you live your life. We have no idea.
Real quickly, we're going to obviously be bringing in Mindy Bach here from
Mindy's cool.
Comcast Sports
Bay Area.
And we're going to be talking 49ers. But before we do that, still some other news, Jeffrey, that we need to get to.
A lot of news, dude. We could do a whole news show.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Dave Cleanhouse, Rodney
Morris.
Friend of the show. I feel sorry. You know what? I'm going to call Raw and – just give him a hug.
You're going to call him and give him a hug?
Yes.
Okay.
Haven't you ever given a hug over the phone?
No.
Wow. You need to, you know,
why
be more
you
aggressive.
Why don't you teach me?
I will teach you.
Now, because my mom really could use this.
She could.
She's in hospital again. See,
I gave your mom a hug over the phone.
I give her love. I don't give her a hug.
Yes.
So I need to know. If I could figure out how to give my mom a hug over the phone, I would.
All right. And the Chicago Bears have fired longtime general manager Jerry Angelo. And almost literally minutes after that,
Mike Martz resigned. With a philosophical difference. And
I have it on the offense.
I have it on really good words, Stephen, that the philosophical difference is as follows. If a tree falls in the woods and there's no one left there to hear it, does it make a sound? And Mike Martz says, absolutely not.
And
Lovie Smith says, absolutely. So that philosophical difference has meant the parting of ways, and that Mike Martz and his genius offense, which we haven't seen a glimmer of since the Rams, but he gets to keep this label forever. Is he going to go to the Hall of Fame, Steven, as an offensive coordinator who's a genius because he had this amazing team with Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk and things?
Oh, my God. Someone's coming out to protect Norv Turner.
Come on.
Wasn't Norv's fault? The O-line couldn't protect Rivers.
Okay. I thought it was the head coach's job to have people ready. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my gosh. I just honestly think that Phillip Rivers probably quits because of this decision. Have we announced officially that the San Diego Chargers have come out and said that AJ Spann will sustain?
The next thing, yes.
Yeah, and Norv Turner are going to stay in place.
AJ Smith.
Aren't going anywhere.
Yes.
If I'm the whole offense and defense, I just quit.
It's
Vincent Jackson wasn't happy to begin with, so we know he's gone. You can do that math real simply. Yeah. But honestly, you've got a cluster F. there in San Diego. And how did you help it? By doing nothing.
Yeah.
Stand pat. Stand firm. You guys get this. Nice job.
So, Jeffrey Lurie, we haven't really talked about this, Jeff. We haven't tweeted or posted or anything about this.
This is mean. I don't know about it.
It's just coming out. You probably don't know about it. But Jeffrey Lurie is coming out and giving Andy Reid the vote of confidence.
Okay, which at this time of the season means something.
Think next year would be substantially better, I'd be standing up here announcing a coaching change. Which means he's keeping Andy Reid. He says,
well, Michael Vick said that next year's going to be very different, and I just asked how. Does that mean you lose more games? I mean, different could be anything. Doesn't mean better.
He does believe.
They finished strong, Steven. The Eagles finished strong.
He does believe that Andy Reid will be on the hot seat next year if they finish. You know,
but as you continue to say, Steven, Andy Reid's going to quit before he gets fired there.
Yeah.
Because the guy has too much class and dignity. So if he sees the writing on the walls, he walks. And right now they're supporting him.
And Jeff Fisher is in Florida right now. Right as this morning, as we're talking.
Right.
This
talking
would be,
with the Miami Dolphins.
This would be Tuesday, 12:15
Pacific time.
Pacific time. He is meeting with Ross of the Dolphins.
And what I, based on what I've heard out of St. Louis, it does not sound like Jeff Fisher is the match for St. Louis, which means he is most likely the guy for Miami.
Yeah.
Because he needs to be involved in player personnel.
Yes. And the Rams want coach to coach, and they want a player personnel who has all authority.
Right. They want to go with the dual roles, which I don't blame anybody one way or the other, but you do have to know, what kind of organization are we? Are we a flat organization, or are we more of a traditional hierarchical organization? Yeah. And at least the Rams know that much. So they got that going for them, which isn't much, but it's something.
That's about all the news there is. All right, so right now with us is the be-all, end-all of 49ers land up in the Bay Area, Mindy Bach from Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area. Mindy, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I always love to talk 49er football.
Absolutely, especially this year, huh?
This year is a lot better than last year, I'll tell you that. When I saw you, both of you last season, that was very difficult.
Well, that's right. We met first last year in London while the Niners were there to play the Broncos. They did win that game, so it was good, but it still ended pretty badly for them.
Yeah, I think head coach Mike Singletary was relieved of his duties a short time thereafter, and they started the season 0-5. So any win at that point was welcome. Much different this season.
All right, so is that the biggest news for the 49ers this season, that they finished with an incredible record of 13-3?
Oh, absolutely. It was funny. I just wrote an article for a website a little while ago, and I went back to find all the prognosticators and all the predictions for preseason. And without question, everybody picked the 49ers to finish dead last. They didn't think Alex Smith would have any kind of impact. They didn't think with the lockout that Jim Harbaugh would be able to really instill anything yet in this team. And most people picked the 49ers to have 6, maybe 7 wins. So there's no way this team was going to win the division. Well, fast forward 17 weeks in the NFL regular season, 49ers 13-3, Jim Harbaugh becoming the first head coach in NFL history his rookie year to take a losing team and have 13 wins the following season. And not only that, they wrap up the number 2 seed in the NFC and have a first round bye. Nobody could have predicted that. The talent was on the roster, but he got the most out of his players, but also the scheme and the coaching was just spectacular this year. You really can't question it.
Yeah, it's been remarkable to watch as an outsider, having been at training camp the year prior, and just really seeing guys more or less going through the motions there, and to think that that team, all you did was subtract a couple of individuals, and that team excelled.
Yeah, well, the talent was already there. Everyone knew how good Patrick Willis was, a 4-time Pro Bowler. And then you also have Justin Smith and Vernon Davis and Frank Gore and some other really good strengths on the lines defensively and offensively. And they picked up some good key pieces. They got Jonathan Cohen, the center, the Pro Bowl center and Super Bowl champion from the Saints this year. They also got Dante Whitner and Carlos Rogers. But those players also performed very well. I mean, nearly every player on this team this year has had a career year, meaning they've put up their best numbers individually this season as well. So they pick up some key pieces, but they got the most of the players that they had on the field, and most importantly, including Alex Smith, the quarterback in his seventh year, probably one of the most maligned quarterbacks in the Bay Area. It's been very nice to see his work ethic and his mindset pay off and him have a good season.
In the Bay Area, I remember being at training camp and asking John Clayton of ESPN, what people, tell me about Alex Smith. And John's like, oh, great guy, great guy. I said, no, but tell me about him as a quarterback. Oh, he's horrible. And that was consensus. Everyone acknowledged what a great guy he was, but that basically he didn't have what it took to be an NFL quarterback.
Did Jim get the most out of him this season?
Well, absolutely, and I think there's more to come. And I think what's difficult about Alex Smith and for people to grasp, very intelligent, very accurate in the short passing game. He knows situational football better than anyone. Jim loves intelligent quarterbacks. That's why he and Andrew Luck thrived at Stanford. Alex Smith is probably one of the smartest quarterbacks in the NFL. Does he have an arm like Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees or Tom Brady? No. He's a different style quarterback, and I think that's hard for people to adjust, that he's not going to throw for over 4,000 or 5,000 yards this season. I mean, his career high this year was 3,150. But what he does is he's smart with the football. He does not turn it over. I mean, the 49ers have not had a turnover since the Baltimore game on Thanksgiving. They went 22 straight quarters without a turnover. Alex does not throw interceptions. And that's a game changer, because you give the ball to your opponent, that change can change the whole momentum of the game. So Alex has done a very good job. And he finished the end of 2010 on a good string as well, his last five games. I think people overlook that. And Jim Harbaugh, with his offense built around the quarterback, gave Alex options, and Alex excelled. And I think next season, Jim Harbaugh said he wants him back, Alex is going to improve that much more. So it'll be interesting to see his growth in the next season or two. He's only 27 with 7 years of NFL experience.
That's right, and he went 160 passes without a 9T. All right, Mindy, we have to ask you the million-dollar question. Of course, before we let you go, the Niners get a break this week. They get the week off with that number two seed that they fought hard for. But now, who do you think that the Niners want to see in 2 weeks would be the Saints, the Giants, or the Falcons?
And no politically correct answers.
We're just happy to be at the dance. No, no, no.
Come on. Why would you not want to face the Giants again? They already beat them once at home. They beat them once at home. They're in the Giants' mind. I mean, they have that mental advantage over the Giants, knowing they'll be at home again. It's a team they've seen. They've already scouted. Yes, it has a very talented quarterback and a very talented receiving core. But why would you not want that team to come back again? I think more than likely they're expecting to see the Saints. But I think they'd be very happy if they saw the Giants again and maybe even Atlanta, because they did play Atlanta very tough last year on the road. So even though they didn't see them this year, a lot of the players would remember that.
Well, I'm glad you answered that. That's exactly the way I'm going.
That's apparently the right answer, according to Steven.
Mindy,
it's the right answer because it's your answer, right?
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. And we would love it if you would join us again, hopefully after a Niner win in week two.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to. Thanks so much for having me.
I want to thank Mindy for joining us there, taking time from her very busy time because she's got a playoff team.
Yes, she is. And it must be nice to have a playoff team.
Well, especially for her. I mean, she hasn't – I don't know if she's ever had one.
Well, that probably –
we'll get into that next time.
Yeah, we will. We'll have to ask her how long she's been covering the Niners. You're probably right.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time for the Niners. But anyways, the San Francisco 49ers are in the playoffs.
And they get to chill this weekend.
With Fat Jeffrey, do we really have to recap week 17?
You're just looking at Juego Grande Estupendo del Día.
Do we really need to recap?
That's the reason you don't want to recap any of the games, because the game of the day was your team tanking.
Wow.
It's time for it.
Thanks.
Wrong, really? Wrong, really? Wrong, wrong, here. Wrong, wrong. There we go. El Juego Grande Estupendo del Día. I knew I was on my own for that, so I
you
just
are.
Made it sound more pathetic. Yeah. The Dallas Cowboys take their Cockroach Khomeini show on the road to New York. Do you disagree with me? And
you
the new Meadowlands
them.
Stadium. I
you
made four changes.
I was
and
waiting
missed
how long
all
to see this
four.
Was going I was wondering how long this was going to take.
Oh, we need a big whiny sound. Like, yeah. Wah,
you
wah,
are a big whiny wah. Sound.
But that is the sound I'm making. I should have only I should have only missed two games this weekend, but I did something that I haven't done. Have I made changes at all this year?
Once before.
Early in the year, I made a change.
Yes.
That's been it.
Yes.
I've sat with my picks. I've lived with them. I've done quite well, given how crazy this season's been.
You made a lot of picks this week.
I made four changes. All four missed, and I end up with six misses.
Yes, I changed three, and I got two right and missed one.
What?
I should have stayed with the Chargers.
I finished 10-6. I don't know, so add 10 to whatever I had, and you get my regular season total. And my regular season total, when it's below 175, to me it's like your heart rate. The higher it is, the better. Wait, that doesn't work, does it? I got James to laugh, though. That's all that matters.
You finished at 166 on the season.
See, 175 is the magic number of you suck versus don't even come talk to me, and, in fact, I suck. And that's – what, James?
You're still way
– Do we want food? Yes, I'm hungry.
You're still way over 60%.
I don't care. What, James?
You want food?
Yes, I want food. Where are you going?
This is not good for radio. We've got a lot to do.
Fine, I'll get my own food.
Tell me.
I'll get my own
food. Just text him. Where are you going?
He said it's bad radio, Steven.
Just where is he going?
He doesn't know. He says he'll go anywhere. He says he'll even go to Connell's.
Really?
And bring me back a chicken double turkey club sandwich. Turkey club sandwich with double turkey.
Is that where you're going?
Sure.
And a large Diet Coke.
Okay, then never mind, because I hate Connell's.
On wheat. Oh, come on, James.
All right, James. So let's get back to this Cowboy game. It was nonsense.
It was really bad. The only thing I knew, Steven, and I told you, but I didn't insist on making sure you were paying attention because it was your game. So I didn't want to I don't like to bother you. I came over and I brought people. We came over to Steven's house to watch the game.
Yes, yes.
But the only thing I knew for sure, as I looked at the landscape of this, and Steven actually called me out on TV with Charlotte on Friday, which was very bad. Charlotte's like, who wins this game? And Steven crosses his arms on TV and looks right at me. He's like, well, you've been flip-flopping on this game like, man, I'm ready for you to actually, now that there's 3 million people watching, why don't you go ahead and say something, bro? You were so bad on Friday. You were naughty.
Richard, I know you're listening.
I want
a copy of that. That was great.
We don't know. We weren't on
with Charlotte.
We don't know. We never saw it. Unless we see it, I don't know. It feels good,
but it
doesn't mean it. It's going to be on with Charlotte.
Awesome.
She's the best.
Yeah.
So anyway,
which by the way, later on in the week, when we get our wild card weekend preview, we'll have the lovely Charlotte Jackson on with us.
But she couldn't be with us right now because she's at the Darts Championship
Awards.
Yes. Holy crap, that's a country that's going off the hell in a handbasket.
She's awesome.
You got to acknowledge that I'm right. So the only thing I knew for sure about this game is it wasn't going to be close.
Huh.
I knew it was going one way or the other. Dallas is going to come in and look like they should, and the Giants are going to roll over. Where the Giants are going to look like they can be, and the Cowboys are going to roll over, and then I said, so I took that as my starting premise. So what's more likely? Well, what's more likely is the Giants have been kind of tanking lately, and the Cowboys have been kind of So I took the team that's been tanking to continue, and lo and behold, the opposite turned out to be true.
Yeah.
The Cowboys showed up, did nothing but embarrass themselves in the spotlight, and the New York Giants did enough and looked good enough to grab that playoff berth, and they will get their butts handed to them. Steven disagrees completely, but the Atlanta Falcons will destroy them.
I will
11 points minimum.
I will bet anything if you give me 11 points.
11
anything,
points.
Anything that I have.
I put a $20 bill out there. What do I get in return for giving you 11 points? I have no idea what the line is.
Well, then
I'm just saying.
Probably look at the line.
I should,
you're
but just
me 11 points.
Just do a guess. You're
I'm
Mr.
Gonna,
guess
I'm
the line.
Take 11 points.
You know the line because you actually have contacts and you help make the lines. That's all I know. As he chokes. Okay, so here's the line. It is the Giants minus -3.
That's not true.
It's the Giants minus -3.
Yeah, the Giants are favored at home.
Of course they are.
I mean, it's obviously it's just it's the home field advantage 3 points
that
they're getting.
Houston's minus -3, Giants are minus -3, Saints minus -11, and Denver is plus +8.5. Welcome to the playoffs. We've lost four in a row.
That's now gone up to 9, by the way. Denver plus +9.
I still stay away from that game. I'm not sure 9 points, frankly, is scored in that game. So I do say take Denver and the points, because I think the final on that is going to be 14-8.
I don't know. I think the Steelers roll them. It's not even going to be close.
They can't score that many points until Ben gets a little healthier.
The Steelers are going to roll them.
The defense is the defense of the Broncos.
The defense of
has
the Steelers are going to probably score 21 points by themselves.
Yeah, okay, you got a point there. You got a point.
They are going to, I mean, seriously,
the offensively minded
is
defense.
Not going. I can't wait to get Chrissy on the show tomorrow. From Denver.
No, in front of
what?
Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
Well, that's Denver, right?
No, we're going to use a green screen, Stephen. So she's going to be in front of Invesco Field, Sports Authority
Field. Don't reveal to the people that it's a green screen. You just say she's in Denver. That's
how
it works.
You lie?
You're not lying. You're saying she's in Denver.
You don't have to lie, Stephen. Yeah. You say in front of in. So what is it, what's it called this week?
Something Invesco Field. Mile High.
No, it's Sports Authority Field at Mile High
at Mile
this
High.
Week.
There you go. So, something like that.
So you say in front of Sports Authority Field at Mile High, and she will be literally in front of a picture
yes.
of that. You don't say she's there.
Okay. Well, I thought
it's
we
all
were
in
going
the verbiage.
She's in Denver.
That's a lie.
You don't know that.
I will, because I'll be manning the camera. So I'll be pretty sure that I'm not in Denver.
Anyways, the
final. And I'll
final
be pretty sure we don't have a lens
31-14. It was the Victor Cruz show.
Why does Jordan keep saying how much he hates people? I think Victor Cruz is a gift.
I kind of heard you were a little annoyed at that.
I hate him.
You
I think
obviously
he's great.
Don't remember being 17 years old, apparently.
I was always in love, and his problem is he hasn't been in love.
Well, there you go. So you were
love is
girls.
A many splendid thing.
Yeah, so there you go. He hasn't loved a girl.
He has nowhere to direct his passion.
I see. I remember when I was 17. Mm-hmm. There were some people. I remember kind of using the hate word towards an athlete or two.
Did he actually hate?
No, I don't believe that.
You don't think he's actually hating?
No.
Okay.
More that, put it this way. Would he hate the individual if he played for his team?
Jordan would say yes.
I don't believe so.
Jordan would say yes. And Jordan is the consummate teammate, because he has a guy that I'm thinking of that he should hate.
Yeah.
And he won't. And I can't say a word about him.
So that's what I'm
if
saying.
If I say
if
a crossword
so
about
Victor Cruz
him,
was
I will,
on his
he will want
to
hit me.
If Victor Cruz is on his team, I don't think Jordan would hate him.
But Jordan would insist that he's consistent, so he's just wrong. And I have no problem with him being wrong.
I think the, oh, man, I hate that guy is not so much I really hate him with a passion.
What about I hate him? Hate him. H-A-T-E-H-I-M. Hate.
Well, I don't know. He's your son. So he is,
and he scares me sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's saying. 31-14, obviously, winner go home, and the Cowboys are going home. And as we heard from the PR staff, they are all home now, and we can't get a
We can't get
out.
Anybody on the show.
Can't get anyone
Oops.
On the show.
That's the problem of losing is you kind of go on vacation.
Well, that's
the
thing
NFC
is,
East,
I will
teams.
Let you know, I have reached out to all remaining 12 teams in the playoffs now, to their media representatives.
Yes.
To try and get we're Bob from the Niners said we will get a 49er player within the next couple weeks.
Before they're knocked out of the tournament.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes. Saints PR guy that we met out at camp this week.
Last year
in the off season said that he will try. They're very busy, obviously.
Of course they are.
Yes.
Which is why I always feel guilty. I'm like, you've got so many. And then I realize part of their job is to talk to people like me.
Yes.
So then I feel a little less guilty, but I still feel guilty.
Anyways, let's move on there. The Dallas
Games
Cowboys.
Games with playoff implications.
Yeah, I've decided.
You decided what?
I've decided that this was my last year being a 100% Dallas Cowboy homer.
Okay.
Yes.
None of us, just so you know, I'm speaking for entire Rants and Raves Nation.
Yes.
None of us believe you. We believe you, your heart.
No.
We don't believe your actions.
No, you should believe me.
We all believe your heart, Steven, because we all love your heart.
You should
I'm
believe
speaking for all Rants. Just feel the love here
okay.
for a second.
All right.
All of Rants and Raves Nation loves you, Steven.
I'm not sure if they love me.
They really do. They most of the most Trust me, if there's a divisive person on this team, it's me. Okay? Now, I don't want to be divisive. That's just the way it is. Steven's a much more amicable person. That's just the way it is.
I don't know about all that.
I'm the one who has a son who hates. I think that it comes from somewhere, having strong opinions and things.
Okay.
And so they love you, and they love one your biggest foible is that you are attached at the hip to the Dallas Cowboys.
Not anymore, and that's what I'm just saying.
And you're saying that's no longer the case because you can't actually pick them in a game till January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. There's 9 months till you can actually pick them in another game that counts.
And I guarantee that when that time comes, when those 9 months have passed,
yes,
depending on who they're
playing
week one,
yes,
it's not necessary. Before, it would be a given. I could tell you, I don't care who they're playing week one. So I'm thinking Dallas Cowboys.
Let's just say, for the sake of fun and shoots and giggles here, that the Green Bay Packers go on, win the Super Bowl, as I've predicted, repeat as Super Bowl champions, and for some reason the NFL decides to make week one the Dallas Cowboys at the Green Bay Packers.
Wouldn't happen, but that's...
I know. I'm just in a magical realm here.
I will take the Packers.
At the time.
Right now,
Yeah. And then you change right before kickoff.
I would not change. Not before kickoff.
Because you'd be sitting there wearing your D-wear jersey right before kickoff.
And that's the thing. I'm not wearing the... All Dallas Cowboy jerseys are now coming into the Rave Cave. There's not even going to be one.
Are coming into the Rave Cave? Why would you contaminate this place?
Because, you know, we have shows that we need jerseys for that we put
right out.
And so they would be here.
Right.
Yes. You're the one who brought a Vince Young jersey in here.
I liked Vince Young coming out of college.
So did I. I still like him.
You brought the Brett Favre purple in. That was all you. I remember the day you bought that.
I bought it because I wanted to wear it to Green Bay.
Had to represent.
I know. People were so nice to me.
They were.
That was weird. I thought people were going to be booing me.
Packers fans rule.
Hissing me and stuff.
Cheesehead Nation rules.
Anyways. Yeah, but I'm telling you now. I don't care who their week one opponent is. I will be picking probably the opponent. Unless there are major changes.
Unless they're at home and they're playing against the Rams.
Yes. Then that would be silly of me.
With Sam Bradford and probably his third offensive coordinator in 3 years.
The Rams finished fourth, so they're not playing the Rams. They would play the Cardinals.
There you go.
No. The Cardinals beat Seattle.
Well, we haven't moved helmets.
We haven't moved helmets.
No, we did a whole show today. Oh, my gosh.
Without helmet movement.
If I had my way, we would eliminate 20 of these.
Let's do it.
But it's going to look a little stark, Stephen. Stephen, slow
down. What?
This is not a visual medium. But it does work audio-wise. There were some good thuds there.
There you go.
You see how stark our set becomes? Stop it! There's now 6 helmets on the AFC side of the fence. And those shelves are barely up there, so you can barely touch them.
Okay.
But, you know, I said a long time
ago
that the AFC North would have 3 teams in the playoffs.
We need to tweet this. See? Talk to people.
Okay, I'm going to talk to the people. And Steven is going to figure out how to grow our show to a point where we actually can make money. And we don't need to ask you for money. So he's going to take a picture of the helmets, what's remaining, and he's going to put it on Twitter with TwitPic. And then it's going to go viral, and then we're going to become billionaires, and then we're going to give each of you $10 for listening. Okay. Everyone listening right now at 47 minutes into the show on January 3rd, 2012, you get $10 when we become billionaires.
Really?
Yes. Everyone listening gets $10.
Okay, here you go. So this is going out right now.
Yes. This is so awesome.
I love how
Steven, my nipples are nearly hard. Okay, this is so exciting.
Boob.
I am a boob.
You really are.
So Baltimore at Cincinnati was the first game of playoff implications. I missed this one. Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, you flopped.
Wow, they suck out loud.
This was one of your flops.
Back into the playoffs.
And I flopped the other way.
Hope you're really proud.
Back into the playoffs. So at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
I had Cincy. You had Baltimore.
Oh, wait. I stayed with Cincy on this. No, I missed.
No, you flopped.
Damn it.
I had Cincy. You had Baltimore. And right before the game started, we flopped. I went to Baltimore, and you went to Cincy.
Oh, I hate this. See,
I know why I went to Cincy.
Yeah.
No, actually, I don't know why. I know why I went to Baltimore. Why did I go to Baltimore over Cincy? I don't know.
I don't know.
I felt it deep in my gut. It was one of those gut things. But the final score there, once again, first off, 24-16. You got to give it to the Cincinnati Bengals. They stayed in the game. And by and by, Jeffrey, at some point,
by.
Referees at the end of the game when there's a Hail Mary and the defender is in the jockstrap of the receiver trying to catch the ball, you got to throw the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You need to throw a flag.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'm going to say about that.
That's all.
Baltimore wins 24-16, ensuring that they would get the number two seed because they were cheering for Buffalo when it was 21-0, but that became pretty null and void.
Quickly irrelevant. Moving on to equally less fun things. The Detroit Lions went to the Green Bay Packers in one of the more fun games of the day.
The
Truly
Lions
epic.
Needed a win to stay the number five seed. Why is the number five seed important?
Because
you don't have to go to New Orleans.
And you have an outside shot of hosting a game at some point.
Yeah. And two, your second game, should you win your first one, doesn't involve you going to Lambeau.
Ah, you say nobody wants to go to Lambeau.
Nobody wants to
January.
Go to Lambeau right now.
Although it's been quite balmy around
was
America.
Was it pretty? Although I did, since I was around a lot of people from Wisconsin, they were calling their folks, telling them it's 80 degrees out here and beautiful.
Yeah.
And they were like, it's 15 and snowing. Get off the phone, click. Ooh. People were
okay, maybe it has been colder up there. I don't know. Yeah, it's been tough to really explain how hot it's been here in L.A.
One kid on the phone with his dad. His dad's like, how much is the gas out there? The kid's like, what is that? Why is
$3.55 is the cheapest gas you can find out here right now.
Why is that even relevant?
Because at home it's a buck cheaper.
Oh, gosh. Weird stuff.
And kids don't buy gas. The parents do.
We got to get the two-minute offense now, Jeff.
Hurry up.
We've been having too much
fun. Okay, going no huddle.
Mindy has been great. All right, here we go.
Going no huddle.
So, 45-41, Matt Flynn basically said, look, I could have been doing this all along as well with this Packers team. So,
he didn't say that. He didn't even infer that. What he said was, my teammates love me. I know these guys. They got my back. And they want me to get a $25 million a la Kevin Cobb contract this next offseason.
He didn't say that. I'm just saying, look, come on. I mean, but seriously, isn't that what you're thinking?
No.
If he can throw for over 400 yards and six touchdown passes against a defense that needed to win this game?
I've been saying forever and a day that this is Steve Young, Joe Montana all over again. Joe Montana playing the role of Aaron Rodgers and Steve Young being played by Matt Flynn. You've got the backup is maybe equal in, and I don't think he's equal at all, but he's certainly, as far as NFL quarterbacks go, he could be a top 12 quarterback tomorrow.
I don't know.
And he deserves the payday
One
that
of our
Kevin Cobb got.
Which are really smart, said no film on this guy.
I understand.
Nobody knows anything about him.
All you know, did you see
and
him play?
He is surrounded by a great offensive system.
Yes. And a lousy defense.
Take him out of that situation and put him on any other team. And do you still get a 400-yard passer with six touchdown passes?
We can point to Matt Castle and we can go, look at how he did with New England the year that Tom Brady was out.
Yep.
And he had a good year. And then the next year, Kansas City pulls out the wallet, gives him all the money.
Yep.
And he's been okay. He's been okay.
This okay is
what I see every time I see him on the field. You're going to need weapons. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
But every preseason snap I've ever seen him take, he looks so good. And trust me, I've said it before and I'll say it again. All right, moving right along. The San Francisco 49ers roll up the St. Louis Rams.
Well, that game was
closer than it should have
been, but I'll tell you why. The Niners rolled to a 21-point lead and literally pulled the horses. It was like,
oh yeah,
we're up 21, dude. It literally, I think it was one point, it was 28-10 or something. 28-10, mm-hmm. 18-point lead or by 21 at some point. And literally, to me, watching that game, it looked like the Niners stopped trying.
We've punched our ticket. Let's not get anybody hurt.
Ticket is good. And sure,
and
the
by
Rams
the way, we
still,
won the game.
And the Rams are still playing, and you know what? They wound up winning by a touchdown.
That's what blows my mind is when teams that kind of mailed it in, like the Green Bay Packers, went ahead and won the game anyways, and you're playing in the case of the the Packers, you're playing a good team. In this case, you're not playing a good team. The New York Jets go down to Miami and remind everybody why Rex Ryan's quoted in his presser. I was watching it. It was really creepy and sad yesterday. Rex Ryan says, basically, I can say with confidence that I never had the pulse of this team this year. I don't know if it was appointing captains for the first time ever, and one of them being Santonio Holmes.
Which he regretted doing.
Yes. And I'm not sure if I have captains next year on this team. I don't know, but this Jets season has been nothing but a disappointment.
19-17 victory for the Dolphins.
Miami ends season at 6-10.
Mark Sanchez regressed, though.
Big time.
He had two solid first seasons. His junior campaign was pretty bad.
It was really – it's that what typically happens your sophomore year.
One interception where he threw – where Jason
right at the
Taylor
– Well, God bless Jason Taylor for having a great
exactly.
game.
Exactly, and hats off to you. Congratulations on your retirement and stuff. Absolutely. But the fact that you still try to throw the ball and you throw it right to a defender.
You got a guy 6'6 with his arms up in the air, and you just throw it anyways. It's like, look around, dude.
That was probably the worst INTF.
You have spies that you're supposed to be – there's guys you're supposed to be keeping an eye on no matter what. Your Brian Urlachers and stuff. Jason Taylor is one of those guys. You account for him or you die.
All right, the Buffalo Bills travel to New England to face the Patriots. The 51-point over-under was almost matched by the Patriots by themselves.
49-21.
But those 49 points, all unanswered, as the Bills rode to a 21-0 lead.
That was the fun part. Steven, it was 21-0, and I said, this ought to be fun.
I said, it's going to be great, because now it's going to be...
It's going to be close.
Ravens-Steelers are going to...
I didn't think that at all.
Ravens-Steelers now going to get a shot to be number one. And this is going to be awesome.
I knew New England was going to win, but I'm like, this will be fun now. This will be fun. It'll be some sort of last-minute heroics by Tom Brady. No. They had righted the ship by the beginning of the third quarter.
You take a 21-0 lead, and that should be enough for some people.
Even the Dallas Cowboys could not blow that one.
Wow.
But, you know, since you're impartial now, it's all good.
Yeah, but you still don't have to be mean.
Oh, so no cheap shots.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, now I get it.
I'm not taking cheap shots at anybody else.
You can take cheap shots at my Tampa Bay
can
Buccaneers.
I take cheap shots at the Buffalo Bills. Oh, my God. 21-0, and then just like they just stop playing.
Pretty much. Carolina Panthers at the New Orleans Saints. Really?
Yeah. Right now, really, the Saints are the best team in football.
Oh, hell yes. They're so good.
New Orleans Saints are the best team in football. I don't have a problem.
Drew Brees came out and just said, oh, you know, last week was fun. Let's keep going.
Yeah, he said, and by the way, just if you wouldn't mind, just, you know, I know I already have the record, but if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to throw another 389 yards.
Yeah. Just for shoots and giggles.
Just because. Oh, I know that Tom Brady, he also passed Dan Marino's record, but he's not getting anywhere near mine.
Yeah, you're going to basically need...
All alone now.
You're going to need... And so, by the way, Drew Brees passes the record by basically 400 yards.
Yes.
400 yards. He obliterates the record. And so the next guy who's going to come along to beat this is essentially going to need virtually another game.
Let me.
You're going to have to throw for 350, 360 yards a game over a 16-game season.
Give me the exact number.
It's going to be 320.
Holy
320
snap, doggy.
For 16 games. Do the math, Mr. Man.
I'm pulling it up right now. I'm pulling up what these final numbers were. 5,476 yards.
He throws for over 3 miles. Imagine, people who have trouble putting this together, I challenge you, next time you're on a flat road, mark a spot in your car and drive 3 miles and then go look back how far he threw.
You have to throw for 343 yards per
game. Whoa, I said 320-something.
Yeah.
It's 340?
343.
Oh, my. Over 16 weeks. You can't get hurt.
Yeah.
And miss a week.
You have to play all 16 games, and you have to go for 343 every game.
And this means that your team is such generally that your team has to be bad. Because otherwise you don't throw for this many yards every week.
Well, you're good like the Saints.
That is so unusual to have a team that's really good that still lights it up every week.
We're just going to throw the ball every week.
Yeah. And we do. So we still have 100 yards of offense on the ground per game,
we'll
by
run.
The way.
Yeah, we'll run when we need to.
That's This is one of the crazy Sean Payton. Gotta love that guy.
I love
the Saints.
Three.
I'm gonna make okay, Steven, true weeks. Confessions. True yes. confessions.
Oh, is it true confessions? I don't have a true confession. We're way
I
over
do.
Time, by the
I
way.
I know, which is why I'm hoping nobody's listening.
All right. Okay, go. What's your true confession?
I've never given up my love for the Saints.
Uh-oh.
I've never
Uh-oh.
Gotten over them.
So you're saying that
the Houston Texans
being with Houston and Tennessee the last 2 years.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, yeah.
The last 2 years.
Houston and Tennessee.
I was just mailing
it
in,
sorry.
Dude.
Houston and Tampa Bay
I was just
didn't get your
in.
Love.
I was just mailing it in. You can't get over that, dude. You wow. you come onto a team, they win a Super Bowl. They've got a, they've got the character of guys that they've got and the type of people.
Will you clean house over there, please?
Well, you talk about how late we are.
I know, but just clean house.
Oh,
clean house.
I'm attached to my chair.
Here,
ow.
I'll do it really easy for you.
Ow.
Last three, last
I know
two, last
what
two,
goes.
Last three.
You go, you go, you go,
you go.
It's like
you
a
go.
Bad car.
Last three. Be gentle with that one.
Cowboys fell harder than all of them.
Wow.
There you go. There's your playoff picture.
That's nice.
Okay, we've gone way over.
That's nice.
And by the way, the team that rolled the farthest, if anyone puts any merit on these, was the Arizona Cardinals. They rolled the furthest.
Okay, anything really else that was kind of unusual that we need to talk
not
about?
Not unusual to be loved by anyone.
San Diego beating Oakland. That was pretty weird.
That was pretty weeny. We've got 8-8s all over the place. In fact,
I really hate that Denver, Oakland, San Diego are all 8-8, and Denver's the one that comes out of that bunch.
They're horrible. They're horrible. Nothing much else to say, Steven. Let's just call it. We're sorry if your team's out of it. We strongly encourage you to hang around with us throughout the postseason.
We're
going to
have
a
lot
of fun.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We have also got some giveaways that we're going to be doing right up to, and maybe including at the Super Bowl.
There you
Is
go. Going
to be at the Super Bowl?
I don't know what
we
that means,
decided yet,
but Steven won't tell me.
We got some we like to keep Jeffrey in the dark. As
it's
much
best
as possible.
That way because I
like to thank Mindy Bach for joining us. That was some good stuff there about the San Francisco 49ers. And hopefully we'll have a player or two shortly on the show, people. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Steven Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.